Now, Paul lets us in on something that was tragic in that day, and it happens to be tragic in this day. And it is just simply this, that, well, let me read it. Verse 15, some indeed preach Christ, even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. Now, this to me, when I first began to read it and study it years ago, was unbelievable. I could not believe that the preaching of the gospel of Christ could be done in envy and strife. But friends, I've been at this a long time, and I've seen that one of the things that hurts the preaching of the gospel today, and I think probably as much as anything, one is envy and the other is strife. Both of these today can hurt the gospel. Now, Paul is going to mention envy and strife again, in fact, several times in this epistle. And apparently, there were those that were going around preaching in envy and strife. They were envious, actually, of the Apostle Paul. They felt like they couldn't quite do it like Paul. And one of the things that I think is the answer to envy is for every Christian to recognize that he has a gift. We all do not have the same gift. And the problem is that some men who do not have a gift are envious of those that have another gift. And gifts are to be exercised, as Paul, you remember, told the Corinthians. He says it's to be done in love. In fact, every gift is to be exercised in love, and when that gift is exercised in love, it can never be exercised with the thought of, for instance, he says, love suffereth long, is kind. Love envieth not. You see, love never says, oh my, I wish I had your gift. The Lord sure shortchanged me. I wish I could do as you do. Well, my friend, we don't all have the same gift. And love, if your gift is exercised in love, well, you'll not envy somebody else. And it means something else. It vauneth not itself, is not puffed up. And it's not a gift that says, well, look at me. I can sing, or I can preach, or I can teach. You never do that. You recognize that this is a gift of God, and as Paul put it very plainly and bluntly, he said, what do you have that you didn't receive? Everything you've got today, friends, God gave it to you. But here was some going out, and they were preaching Christ of envy. Envy, you know, what it really means, I don't think much of you. And pride says, what do you think of me? That's the difference between pride. And both of them are something we are warned against. You remember in the book of Proverbs, it was pride that we were warned against. Now here it's envy in this epistle. One of the great sins in the church. In fact, envy and strife, and the word strife is quite an interesting word here. Actually, this word strife is a word that has to do with eris. It comes from that word, stirring up. There were these spirits, actually demons of that day, and they stirred up strife. And you find envy and strife that causes so much problem today. I would say these two little fellas hurt the church more than anything else. I don't think it's liquor and alcohol and drugs on the outside that hurts the church. I think it's envy and strife on the inside that hurts the church. And he says, also some preach Christ of goodwill.